February 8th, and gladly would he learn and gladly teach. Chaucer. My teenage son asked me to come out into the frigid winter night to see Jupiter through his telescope. Bill had become very interested in astronomy. Here in Alaska, stars are not visible in summer but are brilliant in the deep nights of winter. The only chance we had of seeing anything was when it was clear and very cold. I was not anxious to get all my down gear on to go out and look at a blob in the sky. The spotting scope wasn't strong enough to see much, but he was so excited I couldn't turn him down. Outside, the night air was so cold I could hardly breathe. Bill lined the telescope up for me. I looked through, and there was the blob of light I could see with the naked eye, only bigger. "Adjust it, Mom," he said impatiently, and as I turned the dial, suddenly it came into complete focus. Floating around Jupiter were three tiny bright moons. I was amazed and excited. I'd never seen the planets like that before. Isn't it amazing how often, when you put your own inclinations aside and do something to please somebody else, unexpected dividends flow into your life? Father, don't let inertia rob me of the wonders that are waiting.